Call from Hire My Caregiver.
Home care, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling because I need to see what you guys are going to help me with hiring the person that I need. I already have a person, but I'm trying to get everything to that next level.
Sure. So you have a person that you want to work for and get paid?
I'm going to be the one getting taken care of.
Okay. Oh, and you have an aide that's going to help you, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Sure. And which county are you located in?
I am located in Philadelphia.
Okay, sure. So we do service that area. And do you have Medicaid?
I have to get that reinstalled or whatever you call it.
Okay, you have to activate it.
They
That's not a problem.
Everything with that. Yes, I have to get it reactivated.
Okay.
I only have my, okay.
What is your date of birth?
1/30/76.
Okay, and what's your first name?
Shamika, Shamika.
And last name?
Odom, O-D-O-M.
Okay. Yeah, so I see your Medicaid is inactive, but that's totally fine. We're going to help you reactivate it. As long as you're still eligible. Your income is less than $2,900 a month?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so that shouldn't be a problem. It should be very simple. We're going to guide you. All right. So let me just take your information so I can put you in the system. And then after the call, I'm going to go ahead and transfer you to an intake specialist, and she's going to guide you step by step what still needs to be done. All right?
Thank you.
No problem. And your phone number is the one you just called me from?
All right.
Okay, so 267732149?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have an additional phone number that I can put on file for you?
No, I don't.
You don't.
That is all.
Okay. And what are your disabilities?
I'm epileptic. And it's getting worse, so.
Okay. Sorry to hear that. And the one that's going to help you, is that a family member?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and your date of birth, you said it's 1/30/1976, so your birthday is coming up, right?
Yes, it is.
That's nice. Okay. Okay, and what about your address?
6212 Chestnut Street, apartment 2B.
Okay, and that's in Philadelphia, PA.
This is 1913. Yes.
Sorry. Okay, perfect.
It's okay. Thank you.
No problem. And you said it's apartment 2B?
Yes.
Okay.
B as in boy.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Do you have any minors present in your home?
I'm sorry?
Any minors present in your home? Do you have children in your home?
No, I live alone.
Oh, you live
no.
alone. Okay. And what's the name of the lady that's going to help you?
Kathleen.
Kathleen?
Yes, Kathleen.
Do you want to spell it for me?
C-A-T-H-L-E-E-N.
Okay, what is her
Shavers.
Last name?
S-H-A-V-E-R-S.
Okay. Do you have her phone number?
Wilson. It's a hyphenated name, last name. Shavers Wilson. W-I-L-S-O-N.
Okay. Do you have her phone number?
Yes.
So what is it?
215.
Mm-hmm.
869.
Mm-hmm.
0690.
Okay, perfect. Okay, great. So I got all the information that I need. Let me just go ahead and write everything down in short. Let me check if there is an intake specialist available to take your call. All right?
Thank you.
No problem. And sorry, I think I asked you before already. Is Kathleen related to you?
She's my god sister.
Oh.
Do you guys have a sign-on bonus?
Yeah, sure. We can offer that. We can put a $200 sign-on bonus on our first paycheck.
Okay.
All right. All right, I'm just give me another moment. All right, let me just check here. Thank you. Right. Just one more second.
Okay.
Okay, so Shira is available to take your call. I'm going to go ahead and transfer you. She's
okay.
going to guide you further, okay?
Thank you.
No problem. Have a great day.
You too.
Hello, Family First. Who am I speaking with?
Shanika.
Hi, Shanika. How can I help you?
I'm calling because I need to get my caregiver and stuff started for myself.
Okay. Shanika Odom, right?
Correct.
Okay. You just spoke to my colleague, Chaya?
Yes.
Okay. So my name is Shira. I'm going to be your enrollment coordinator and help you out through this process. Tell me
Thank
a little
you.
Bit more. Have you started the process? What do you know about it? Things like that.
I started the process for myself because I couldn't deny it anymore that I needed some help. I did everything with the welfare office, and I just have to finish. I've gotten everything. I've gotten my call this morning saying that I need to take the agency that's going to be working with me.
Okay.
And if I didn't pick it, then they will pick it for me. So I'm like, no, I'll pick it for myself.
Yeah. Tell me, what's your date of birth? I'm just checking on here to check your eligibility. What's your date of birth here?
1/30/76.
Oh, 1/30?
Yeah.
What you said? Okay. Well, happy early birthday.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much.
19 what?
I'm sorry?
What's the year? I didn't hear you.
1976.
76, got you. Okay. Let me see here. Okay. Okay, it's just loading. So you went through the process already. They told you that you've been approved for the waiver?
Yes, I have been.
Okay, what let me just see here. Tell me what insurance you're with.
My insurance is, well, what's my insurance? I hate my brain does not work right. I know. I was with my Social Security, so I had to redo all of it. I think I wrote it down and see on my phone.
And how do you spell your first name?
I chose Keystone First to be with you guys. I'm sorry. S-H-A. Yes,
uh-huh,
Keystone
A.
First.
Okay.
S-H-A-M-I-K-A.
Let me just see here. Keystone First, Community Choice. Okay.
Do you guys take that insurance?
Yeah. Don't worry about it. I'm just now looking for your eligibility. I'm not seeing it's coming up here. Yeah, it's not. Let me just see. Okay, let me try this one. Okay, so I couldn't find you here in Family First Community Health Choices. Let me see here. Just bear with me. I just want to confirm what we're going to be doing now.
Mm-hmm.
You're not coming up for me on eligibility. Eligibility for us is kind of like a website that we go on, and we can check it to see if you have the waivers through the county. No, you are not coming up with you. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. They wanted me to get bank statement, but that was the last thing that would do everything for me because they said that it stopped, but then I had to go back in, physically go into the agent, to the office, so I could make sure they got all the paperwork, and they did.
Okay. So
and I got the email, the text saying that I was eligible.
Eligible. Okay. So I'm looking here. I'm not seeing anything. I want to try. I don't want to give up. Tell me what your Social Security number is.
210-48-3749.
That's 310?
I was found eligible 210. On the 14th.
On the 14th, okay. Okay, something's not right here. Do you mind if we call into the broker's office? They'll be able to give me the status of your case, and I'll be able to further assist you. I'll call in with you. Okay.
Do you want me to make the phone call, or do you?
No, we'll do it together. I want to make sure that you leave the call today knowing what the story is and what needs to get done. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Thank you, Shamika, for your patience. Bear with me while I get them connected. Okay?
Thank you. All right. Transfer to the county system to let to make sure that I'm on here. Because it probably messed me up by not doing it with that one thing. And they took me off and then they had to leave. I had to get the reassessment when I went in the second time.
Oh, okay.
And they reapproved me for everything. So I'm not trying to wait to procrastinate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get it done. because I put myself on the back burner again. I'm not doing it anymore.
All of our customer service representatives are currently assisting other participants. Your call is important to us and will be answered in the order it was received. Thank you for holding.
Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Dallas. Are you calling for the first time or to check the status?
Hi, my name is Sheer. I'm calling in today with a mutual participant. Her name is Shamika Odom. She's on the line with us right now. Like I said, we're checking to see the status of her case.
Thank you. And the birthday?
Shamika, what's your birthday?
1-30-76.
Thank you. And then, ma'am, you said your name was Sierra?
My name is Sierra, yes.
Thank you. Do you give me authorization, Ms. Odom, to share the status with the representative on the other line as well?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Know that we're not going to share any of this information without your verbal or your written consent. And what is your home address?
6212 Chestnut Street, Apartment 2B, Philadelphia, PA. The zip is 19139.
Thank you very much. Okay, so it looks like we have everything on file. You were already deemed clinically eligible here with us. We're waiting for the Department of Human Services to make their decision. We sent it over to them on the 14th, which was last week. So as of last week, the 14th, they currently have your application. Do you want me to give you their direct number?
Is there, by any chance, any more update on if they're missing any other information, or they submitted all the information already?
So I don't see any information. The only information that I see is a bank statement, the PFCU bank statements, and then the rest is client correspondence. But I don't think they're asking for anything else. Once they do, or if they do, we are going to get in contact. But everything so far is pending now. Everything has been received.
Okay, amazing. That sounds good. All righty then. So I guess, do you have any more questions, Shamika, before we tell this kind lady goodbye?
No.
All right. So hold tight with me, Shamika. Thank you so much, broker. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Thank you. You too, ma'am. Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. Would you like to participate in a short survey?
Not today, but thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Shamika?
Yes.
Okay, so here's what I can conclude. So right now, you are in the right direction. I can tell that you are 98% done of the process. What's going to happen now is that they're going to let us know if you're going to be approved. As soon as you're approved, the waiver should pop up for us. And after that is completed, Keystone will reach out to you to provide a service coordinator to come down, determine your hours. Do you have a family member you want to be your caregiver?
Yes, I do.
Okay, who's that going to be?
Kathleen.
Okay, did you give all this information to Chaya?
I don't believe so.
Okay, let me just see here. Let me see if I'm going to be getting your information.
She didn't ask me that question.
No. Let me just see here.
Do you need her information?
I may need it. Just bear with me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. What usually happens after we take these calls, I'm going to get all your information. So I should be able to give you a call back tomorrow if need be. I'm going to review your case. Right now, the county, they're pending financial paperwork. So what that means is we have to wait for them to go through it. I want to try and escalate it for you, but I have to get everything about your case. I'll give you a call back tomorrow exactly and make sure that everything is settled and we can move forward from there, okay?
Thank you so much.
Does that sound like a good plan?
Yes, it does.
All righty. So let me just take down your Shamika Odom. And your number is 267. My name is Shira. You can take down my number if I call you. And
can you spell your name for me?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Spell your name for me.
It's Shira.
Okay.
Okay, so that's Shira. My number is over here for you at 267-551-7419.
The last four again?
Sure, 7419.
Okay, thank you.
Sure, my absolute pleasure. We are going to help you, and I look forward to working with you more, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we'll be in touch. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.